This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Corey, good morning.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, thank you for asking, Corey. We're doing great. So where should we start with this whole Aaron mess?
good question. It is a mess, though. That's for sure. That's like the story of my life.
Okay. It's like, so do you want to start working our way through this list? Or your email basically said that everything that could have gone wrong on the date did go wrong.
Oh, I'm a dating jinx. Like, that's all there is to it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Seriously, it's a tragedy, really. He's a friend of my cousin, and he's so stinking cute. I was flirting with him for weeks, waiting for him to take a hint, but y'all know how that goes.
Yeah. So do you ever figure it out and, like, actually ask you out?
No, not exactly.
Oh.
I don't know if he was, like, shy or intimidated, but he was just not budging. And I'd essentially given up and then be like, he texted me out of the blue one day. And I guess he just bypassed me and asked my cousin for my number.
Oh.
Like, oh. Right. Honestly, I couldn't believe it. I was like, finally. Things are turning around for me.
But they didn't stay that way, right? Things went, like, immediately downhill from there, from what we read.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know what I was putting into the universe, or maybe I was just horrible to someone in a previous life, but it was, like, an epic fail.
Well, spell it out for us. Is it really as bad as you're making it out to be, or have you just blown this thing up in your head?
You've been thinking about it too much.
Well, I guess you can tell me.
Okay.
First off, the day of the date, my AC goes out, and I'm trying to find someplace to stay. I know, brutal. I didn't really want to reach out to Aaron because, honestly, it just felt, you know, awkward and forward.
Right.
Sure.
And I've got my dog that I'd need to bring with me, and it just, that's a lot to ask, you know?
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. So I finally found a workable solution. One of my friends said I could crash on her couch for the night, and she wasn't going to be home until later, so no problem. But the thing is, she's got cats that don't really get along with my dog.
Right.
Or anything.
Cats.
So yeah. I'm either going to have to cancel the date or bring the dog with me. Mm. And not a great situation, right?
Yeah.
So I explained everything to Aaron, and he was so sweet, and he said I could put him in one of his spare rooms, like, no problem.
Oh.
But there was a problem, I'm guessing.
Oh, so many problems. Several, in fact. I wouldn't know the biggest one until much, much later.
Okay.
Oh, man, this is brutal. So we decided to go out to dinner to this ramen place I really wanted to try. And we get there, and they're closed.
Oh.
Of course.
We should have turned around then.
Yeah.
There's some note on the door about staffing issues or, like, you know, something super lame. But I get it. The world is short staffed now, I guess. So we move on. We're trying to find somewhere to go next, and we're driving on 410, and his truck just, like, gives out.
Dude.
Stop.
I know. I mean, it dies, like, right there on the side of the freaking road.
No.
We have to call a tow.
Right.
You can't make this up.
Right.
And then get an Uber, and by the time it's all settled, of course, it's, like, 11 p.m.
Sure.
I'm starving.
Yeah.
And he's... And it's just... It's just a really rough situation, and I just ended up having the driver take me through to the nearest McDonald's on the way back to Aaron's.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay.
I think you might actually be a dating jinx. That's incredible.
Just wait. I'm thinking the worst is over, right?
Mm.
I go to get my dog, and let me just preface this by saying he's just the sweetest, okay?
Okay.
He's a rescue. He just loves his mommy, you know?
And?
I left him in for a couple hours in a strange place, and it was definitely my fault, like, 100%.
I know where this is going.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Corey.
Oh, it was bad. He ate a wall.
A wall? He ate a wall?
I mean, not like the whole wall. That would be insane, but I don't know. I saw the damage.
Oh, wow.
I was so embarrassed, especially after the night we had. And all I did was say, sorry, 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 and like run out the door.
Okay.
Not my finest moment.
Had he noticed? Like,
yeah.
Has he mentioned anything about it to you?
Well, I haven't brought it up, and he hasn't reached back out to me, so here we are.
Okay. So how do you want us to handle this?
I mean, delicately.
Okay.
Look, I'm thinking there's no limit here anymore on this date, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that exact. It's like basically no. Okay, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking if I offer him a really nice night, maybe we can, I don't know, give it another shot.
It's as good a plan as any, yep. I guess.
Yep. we're gonna call Aaron, see what he has for us. That's next with Frito and Katie, right around 7:20.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Corey, poor Corey.
What a wreck.
Corey is a dating jinx.
Boy.
She yeah, said it, and she absolutely
night.
Is.
That is a bad night.
Her AC goes out. She doesn't know where she's going to go. She's got her dog with her. Has to bring him over to Aaron's house.
Yeah, stay in a guest room.
They throw him in the guest bedroom. They go out. The car breaks down. I mean, just disaster after disaster after disaster. Then they get back to his place to find out the dog put a hole in the wall, and he may or may
wall.
Not know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so so let's go. Let's see how this turns out.
Let's get Aaron on the phone, see how he feels about this whole thing. Hey, is this Aaron?
Yeah. Hi. Is this about my truck?
No.
Well,
or kind of. Sort of, I guess. We're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we wanted to offer you a date night package that we give away here. You'd get to pick whatever it is you'd want to do, and we pay for everything. That doesn't suck, right?
Yeah, is this about Corey?
Actually, yeah. So she's the one that entered you for this prize, so part of the deal is you would have to take her with you on this thing. So how's that?
Hey, guys. I don't really know the rules here or anything, but... is it okay if I jump in here?
Oh, yeah, and Corey's on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise.
Hi.
There she is. Why not? Take it away.
Aaron, I am so sorry. I get it. That was an awful night, okay? I feel terrible. And I was trying to think of some way I could make it up to you. And honestly, I'll try anything at this point, really. So let's go out on these guys. Yeah. Like, let's have a crazy night. We'll go nuts. We'll have a blast and forget about the whole ordeal. Okay? I mean, one day, maybe we'll just look back on this and laugh.
Oh, wow. I really don't know what to say, okay?
We can say, yeah.
That would be a good start.
Yeah, just say yes.
Okay. So I say, screw it. That sounds good.
Okay, cool. Wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah? All right.
So do I get the price beforehand, or is this like a blank check situation? Like what are we looking here?
Well,
what's this about?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's not come up before.
No, our promotions department is the group that deals all that. So like, we'll put you all in touch so they can fill in any gaps or whatever.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice of words. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to pay to fix things. Like, that's part of this.
Wait, what?
Is this something we can circle back to later, maybe? Like, we'd like to get you all set up. We're kind of on the clock here.
No. I mean, not really. I'd like to resolve this now if we could. I mean,
okay.
I appreciate the gesture, but Corey's dog was trying to dig through my guest bedroom.
Yeah.
I'd really like to handle that first.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, look, I'm so sorry about that, but I can give you, like, I don't know, like $100?
$100.
Does that help?
Your dog ate through a 3-foot hole in my wall. I mean,
you're
practically in the living room. I'd be impressed if I wasn't so...
Yeah, but he's a dog. He didn't mean it. And, I mean, things happen, right? Isn't that what home insurance is for?
Oh.
No, that's not what home insurance is for. And I'm not trying to file a claim. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, but you're getting this date, right? Like, that's a pretty good apology. I mean, it's got to be worth, guys, I don't know. How much is it? How much is it worth?
Well, I will say it's been a while since we gave one of these away.
Yeah, straight up.
Okay.
So, it's pretty open-ended at this moment in time.
Okay, thanks. But my truck is in this shop, right, and I got a hole in my wall, and I don't need a steak dinner, bottle service. I need cash. And I'm pointing fingers, but this is her fault.
Okay. Not
to take sides, but Aaron, you did say the dog could stay in that room.
That's true.
Like, I mean, she definitely should have told you, but...
Hey, what if Corey gave you half? That's a start, right?
Half?
Yeah.
Why am I paying anything?
Well...
And hey, I did her a favor. I basically kenneled this dog at my house. I never even got a warning about this thing. It's a natural disaster waiting to happen.
Okay, hey, I don't like this attitude towards him.
Okay.
He's a great dog.
Okay. Look. What you're saying is you wanted to pay for everything related to the wall, right? Everything.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Why are you acting like this is like some kind of like a surprise? I get it. I mean, I'm all about apologies and all.
Right.
But when you wreck a whole house, I mean, you have to fix it, okay?
Okay. It makes some kind of sense to me. Corey, what do you say?
I don't know about a whole house, but I think, look, I guess I would do half.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I'm going to be totally broke after that. So I hope you're happy about that.
Yeah, well, join the club.
Can we go somewhere with like really large portions? Also maybe the grocery store?
All right.
It's your date.
Okay.
It's your date.
Let's do this. Don't make any decisions right now. Let's give people a chance to weigh in, okay? Like, this isn't, like, legally binding or anything as well. But, you know, if it's asking for the whole thing out of line, like, you were delayed getting back because your truck broke down. It seems like there's a lot working against you.
I don't know if you can blame that on him.
Probably not. I don't know. I'm just thinking that maybe the audience could give us some perspective on it. Like, does that sound all right?
I mean, to me, it's a little aggressive. That's... way too much.
I
get it. It sucks. But your dog, your phone.
Okay, guys, hang on the line. We'll get back in touch with you here in a couple of seconds, okay?